Warning, the following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Woo! Guardians of the Geekery.
Yes, episode 172.
172.
Oh. Jessica's here.
Yeah, we are here with Jessica Bustamante.
Bustamante, yes.
Oh, I said
it correctly. That is the coolest name ever.
It's my husband's fault.
Hey.
Worst things could be worse.
Absolutely.
But before we even allow you to relax even one little bit, we're going to launch right into the rapid fire response round. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. We ask that you answer with a simple word or phrase. And then if you don't answer within a certain amount of time, we'll answer for you, and the answer will be rutabaga.
Yes.
Starnslord, you're in charge of the rutabaga count, seeing as Carol the Cat catnapping, and Tipples Tenenbaum is evidently somewhere
bunny
else.
Napping? She has a bunny.
Getting ready for a trip to D.C. I don't know what that's all about. So, all right. So, Jessica, who is the best sci-fi captain?
Oh.
Kirk.
Captain Kirk. All right. If we all had to wear a warning label, what would yours say?
Never trust a fairy, trust me.
Wow.
What is your primary fandom?
Fairies.
All right. Send me back in time. What year would you like to go back to?
Let's go 1616.
Ooh. What movie are you excited to see?
I was super excited for the Beauty and the Beast live action, so any of these live action Disney's coming out.
Okay.
Cool.
And what is your guilty pleasure to watch on TV?
Vampire Diaries.
Ooh. What superpower would you like to have?
I want to be able to fly.
All right. Well, what is your favorite board game to play?
I'll go old school with Monopoly.
All right. Would you rather be Wonder Woman or Batgirl?
Wonder Woman.
All right, and what cool new technology do you want to see next?
I mean, I'm ready for the Jetsons flying cars.
Me too. All right, so now we're going to stick you on a desert island, but we'll give you a solar tablet, and you can choose to download one of each of the following. What movie would you download?
The new Beauty and the Beast.
What book would you download?
Can it be a series?
Sure.
The Iron Fae series.
Oh. Okay, what... musical album?
Probably Scythian's newest one.
Okay, and what computer tablet game?
Let's go Trivia Crack.
Oh, I've never played that one. Hmm. All right, well, that's it. You have survived the rapid fire response round. I was like, what was the little thing? And the rutabaga count was
zero.
Huzzah! So tell us who you are, what the heck you're doing in our house, and how we can... No, I'm kidding.
So, like you said, I'm Jessica. I work at Historic Rural Hill. And what we got going on is our amazing maze is starting actually this weekend, September 10th and 11th, 9th and 10th, whatever this... 9th
and
10th. It's been a long day for me, too. After opening weekend, on the 16th, we are doing a Quidditch day.
Woo!
Wow.
So all you Harry Potter people need to grab your brooms and join us.
So what is the Quidditch day going to involve?
Well, UNCC is going to play UNCG in a few scrimmage matches of Quidditch.
Okay.
And in between, they are going to be doing some community involvement, showing you how to do the different Quidditch skills, answering your questions about Quidditch, and you know, just generally being available. Apparently, they've done it for Harry Potter Night at Discovery Place. They're going to be doing something similar to
that. Oh, cool. Yeah. So, Tell us a little bit more about the Maize Maze.
So it is a 7-acre corn maze. We've clocked out all the trails. Oh, there are 3 miles of trails there.
Wow.
But we don't just throw you in there blind. I mean, okay, so you're blind to begin with. But as you go into this maze, you'll be given some instructions. And then as you go through the maze, there are 12 different mailboxes. And when you get to that mailbox, there'll be a puzzle piece, and you'll tear that piece off and you'll tape it onto your map. And what you're doing is creating yourself a map to get out of this thing.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. So if you hit all of the mailboxes, you'll get a path out.
That's correct. You'll build yourself a map, and it's very clear, like, here's piece one and here's spot one, because you won't necessarily find them in order either.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
So what's the average time that it usually takes somebody to work through the maze?
It really depends on how you play. If you're just going to get in the maze and get out, you can probably do it, if you're really good, in about 30 minutes. Are people that work there all season, by the end of the season, they could probably do it in 20. But if you've never been in the maze before, 30 would be really, really, really good.
That's 7 acres. So yeah. That's,
Now, the next level up is you're going to collect all those mailboxes. And that's probably going to run you at least an hour.
Okay.
But there's even a next level up from that where we have 12 kernels of knowledge. And those help you fill in your crossword puzzle.
She's doing air quotes for those who
I talk with my hands. And this is not going to be good for the people that talk with their hands.
Okay.
Anyway, so
as she keeps pointing at her paper.
Anyway. So if you're going to do in and out all the puzzle pieces and all the kernels of knowledge, you're probably talking. We've had people spend over 3 hours in there.
Cool. Really? And what happens if you just can't get out?
When you head into the maze, they give you a flag. If you were ever in color guard, one of those type flags, it's PVC pole flag. And what you do is you're going to raise it up, and there's going to be someone on the bridge over the maze that's going to say, purple and white flag, what you need? They'll ask you yes or no questions, and you'll indicate with your flag, you'll up and down for no and back and forth for yes, or however they're instructing this year. And they'll be able to help you get back to at least a path to where you can find your way either out the back or out the front.
Oh, wow.
I guess a flag is better than a flare gun with a corn maze.
Some people would just find a reason to
especially towards the end when it starts to dry out. Right now it's beautifully green, but about halfway through it'll get nice and dry. And those flare guns would just...
Flags are good. Yeah,
the maze would suddenly become very easy. It's like, oh, look, the ground.
Make my own way out.
So what's the cost for somebody to come to Quidditch Day?
The Quidditch Day itself is free. You can come and participate all you want to. We will have Thirsty Nomad is actually our big sponsor for this. And if you've never been there, they're in the south end of Charlotte. Yeah. They are fantastic.
Yes, we love them.
We've had them on, and they brought us growlers.
They've sponsored our gala as well.
I'll be honest, my favorite part of Thirsty Nomad is the fact that everyone else in my office are beer aficionados, and this was my first brewery that I was the first person from the office to go to.
Huge. Oh, wow.
So,
But yeah, so they're sponsoring. They're going to have some of their product there, so you can get a beer. And if you've ever been to a con around here and seen Clink's Drinks, the etched pint glasses, she's going to have her pint glasses and steins for sale.
Ooh.
And here's a helpful hint. If you buy one, when you go to our beer vendor, they're going to give you a 16-ounce pour as opposed to the normal 12-ounce pour if you get one of the plastic glasses.
Okay.
Ooh.
So you want to get there, you want to buy your pint glass from Clink's Drinks, and then go over to the beer vendor and get your extra 4 ounces every pour.
That's nice.
Very cool.
And then if they want to go through the maze, how much does the maze cost?
It's $11 for adults and $8 for children. And then later in the season, we'll have night mazes, and those are $16 for adults and $11 for children.
What's the difference between a night maze and a day maze besides the fact that the sun is or isn't out at the time?
Well, that's pretty much it. The fact that you are going to need a flashlight to get yourself out of that maze.
Wow,
although with the cell phones, it makes it nice and convenient. Most people have a flashlight in their pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I was wondering if you had ghosts that wandered around the maze while
No.
You...
Oh, goodness. I mean, it's kind of...
Possible.
Well...
I'm just kidding.
I mean, we are on an old plantation.
Oh, boy.
You should have little Amish children watching.
Oh, no. We've actually talked about showing Children of the Corn one night at the maze.
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome.
I would never sleep again. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've talked about doing haunted mazes, but it just, the corn couldn't stand up to it. We'd have people bolting terrified right. through oh, the corn. Yeah. And...
We could just have little red balloons in the corner for it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Did you see that? That there was a town that was, like, freaking out because little red balloons appeared everywhere and it was a promo for it.
We had... People at Dragon Con were walking around with yellow slickers from it on and the red balloons.
Yeah, I would have been like, okay, I'm going this way.
Yeah, I'm not a big clown fan. No. Not really.
Especially
not really.
Creepy ones like that.
Yes. Yeah, no. When I was six, it was 1976, so it was the 200-year anniversary of Independence Day. And so we went to this town parade. And they had this clown that was walking around on stilts. And they had the long oval balloons tied into like a baseball glove on his hand. Hmm. And he would put the glove over you. And while it was over you, you'd have your hand out. And he'd leave like a Bazooka Joe piece of gum in your hand. Hmm. And he was doing this to people. But I had been like playing with friends and hadn't seen him walking down the parade doing that. Oh. And so all of a sudden I was just... enveloped in latex balloons.
Oh, God.
And I'm allergic to gum anyway, and saw that and I just freaked because it was like claustrophobia, latex, all
trying
my
to be
and
poisoned.
Clowns,
yeah.
All my fears plus gum, you know. I was just like, I was done. Yeah. I was done. Yeah, clowns are not my friend. And then of course, like years later, we watched Poltergeist and somebody knew about the scene where the little kid's sitting there and all of a sudden the clown doll's arms come out and stuff like that. And so we were all sitting around watching it and my friends knew that I had this thing about clowns. Oh. And so right at that moment, they threw a roll of toilet paper at my head. It was just like, scream, bloody murder, which scared them, scared, you know, it was just funny. But not clowns.
Yeah, we'll promise no scary clowns.
No scary clowns, just corn.
Yep, yeah. Lots of corn.
Lots of corn, so kernels of knowledge.
For people who might not be familiar, where exactly is the maze?
We are in Huntersville. We are right up Beatty's Ford Road, and then you take a left on Neck Road. So we're actually pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
Although I'm surprised at the amount of people that have never been to Rural Hill or... because we have, if you're familiar with the Loch Norman Highland Games, those are out there. The Sheepdog Trials, the Brewers and Music Festival. We have food truck rallies out there. So we have plenty of things out there for people to come find us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, definitely. So check them out. And if people wanted to find you online, where would they find you?
Ruralhill.com or our Facebook and our Instagram, which are just at Rural Hill.
Okay.
Okay.
And so the... corn mazes run from this weekend through how many weekends do you run?
Through the first weekend in November.
Okay.
And then the Sheepdog Trials is that next weekend.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And so you can go to the corn mazes any weekend, but if you want to come and hang out and check out Quidditch, that is only on the 16th, correct?
It is only on the 16th.
From 10 to 4 that day, correct?
Games are going to start around 11, but you can start getting there around 10. You can do the maze first and then come check out the Quidditch. You can do the Quidditch and then go check out the maze. We're going to have a face painter there so you can get your house colors painted on you or your death mark or whatever you want. Or dark mark or whatever you want to do there. Second and Charles is going to be there. They're going to have butterbeer for sale as well as other wizarding type stuff. So there's going to be plenty of...
So there'll be beer. Is there going to be food?
Yeah, there are going to be food. We're going to have food trucks throughout the maze.
Okay.
We don't know exactly which one will be there yet, but we'll have some food trucks. And also, Jet's Pizza is right down the road, and they deliver to the maze. So if whatever food truck is there is not your thing...
Can you get jets to deliver inside the maze. I'm lost. Come find the purple and white stripes.
I've got the number 4 puzzle piece. Come to that mailbox now.
I mean, if you pay for it in advance and let them leave it at the ticket tent, I'm not going to guarantee it's all going to be there when you get there.
Oh. So how many people do you normally have walk through the maze?
We'll have 100,000 in a good season.
Wow.
I will say... in 2015, was the beginning of the drought, and our corn was about ankle height. We were not able to do night mazes. Oh. We were only able to be open about 4 weekends. So that was sort of devastating. And then last year, the corn ended up being about hip height, and we were able to do a full run, but it just wasn't the same as what people had come to see from us. So this year, there's still a couple problem areas, but about 80% of it is...
High
and green and thick, and this is more what you've come to expect from this maze if you've been in the past when it was good. So we are really looking forward to having a great season. We're going to do craft beer every weekend except the first weekend. It'll be kind of a different brewery. We have some other themes that we're doing too. We have a First Responders Day. We're doing a Scottish Day. We're doing a Pumpkin Fest Day.
Oh my gosh.
Star Party. On October 10th, we're having Davidson College physics departments coming out with a bunch of high-powered telescopes.
Aww.
And since we're in the middle of the country, we have a fantastic view of the sky. So,
that sounds really cool.
Yeah, because we have all the interference here around Charlotte proper, so that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get views like this anyplace else.
Yeah.
I mean, even Lada Plantation is all covered in trees. You're not going to get anything like that there either.
Right. Very exciting.
Very cool. So definitely, if go to Quidditch, but if you can't go to Quidditch, there's a lot of other cool events to go to as well.
And if you like beer, it sounds like a place to go. Food trucks. Yeah.
Drunk in a corn maze.
Well, if you want to get really drunk in the corn maze, we are talking about... We're solidifying all the details, but we are having a hops and crops beer night. So instead of just picking up your puzzle pieces at those 12 mailboxes, you'll also pick up a sample of beer.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Yeah, you have to do that.
It'll be a Thursday night, and it'll be a 21 and over event only.
Sure,
so that's also, if you just want to do the maze without kids, that's an option there too.
That's a good night, yeah.
Could you leave your kids in the maze? Go to the maze and come back and get them?
Wait a second.
You might not want to do that.
Just a thought. Anyway, that's why they don't let us have children.
That's one reason.
That's one reason. That, you know, parts. All right, so come check out. We will be there at Quidditch. We'll have a table there, so you can come and check out the Geek Gala and Muggles Market and talk all about that. But definitely come and check it out. UNCC versus UNCG.
And you know who else is going to be there?
Yeah.
Evans Auditorium. They have a couple of passes to give away to the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone concert that's in October.
Wow.
And there's 3 nights of that, and I think they're going to let you pick your night. So there's time to do that and the Geek Gala.
Of course, like you would. And, you know, if you're listening to us, you're out of town, you can't make it to Quidditch this weekend, but you're coming to the Geek Gala, then certainly you could go do the corn maze on Friday or Sunday and still have plenty of time to do it. I think that would be fun. So come and check it out. So again, find you on Facebook, Rural Hill.
Rural Hill, RURALHILL.
Yes. Thank you for spelling that.
That's very helpful.
It is really helpful, truly.
It's actually really hard to say Rural Hill.
Rural.
So that's W-R-A.
So when I answer the phone, it's always Historic Rural Hill. It gives you a little bounce there. And at least you hear the historic part. You know what kind of business.
Oh, that's the place. Yeah,
that's. Do you guys do anything around Christmas time?
We don't right now. There's just so many things going on around Christmas.
Away in a manger. Anyway, you could just make a whole little.
We do have on New Year's Day. We have a Hogmanay, which is a Scottish New Year celebration where we take a walk around the ground. We do a stone soup. We do a little history of the property. It's a little fellowship. It's a free event. It's just really fun to gather with people.
Yeah.
mostly sober.
Somewhat not sober. That would be the point. So, yeah, no, definitely. And Thirsty Nomad, check them all out. But definitely come and check it out. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us about this. Yes. And that will also make sure that we get those events on the community calendar as well, so that we can get that information out to you, my peeps. So don't forget to check it out. We will be back next week with our regular news and views, hopefully when Carol and Tiffles can join us. Yes. But for episode 172, I think we're pretty much over and out, my friend.
Yes, that date one more time for the Quidditch.
It's September 16th.
All right, awesome. Yay. We will see everybody there.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.